Praise God. Welcome to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. Today is Friday, December 16th. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I am feeling the fire today. There are only 2 weeks left in this year, and we have been counting down to our successful, fruitful 2017. Oh yeah, get ready today. Today's topic is play hard. Play hard. We're dealing with step five of the five components of drafting your successful 2017 vision statement, also known as a New Year's resolution. Our word for today comes from two places, the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 3 through 4, and Genesis, chapter 2. While you are getting your word ready, let me remind everyone that during the last 100 days of this year, we have been working our last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge, counting down to establishing our fruitful 2017. And guess what? Today is day 14. Can you believe it? 2 weeks left, and we are going to be so successful in 2017. If you have missed any of this challenge, including any of the work we've done or tasks we've done, you can catch up with us on our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. You can also connect with me on social media or my law office website from feeldthefire.com. Well, all right. You should have your word ready by now. So let's go to Habakkuk 2 verses 3 through 4. And I am reading from the KJV. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. I'm sorry, let me go to verse 2, I meant 2 and 3. And the Lord answered and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. And then Genesis 2, chapter 2, again from the KJV. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he has made. Our focus for today is play hard. We're tackling step five of the five components for drafting your successful vision statement. Now, I want you to think about that scripture we just read for a minute. If the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, I am that I am, our Father, our Savior, decided that he had to rest from his work, then surely we have to understand that there is a need for the three R's in our lives, and that would be rest, relaxation, and rejuvenation. No matter what you are doing, there has to come a time when you allow the body, your mind, and your spirit to rest, to relax, to decompress from all of the issues in life, so that it's rejuvenated. Everything about us wants to rejuvenate. Our skin rejuvenates. Our body rejuvenates. So if God has set the precedence or the standard, then surely we are to follow. So today we're dealing with step five. Now, our first four components, do you remember them, callers? Remember, you're on mute. I forgot to say that. Welcome to all the callers. So no one can hear you. But morning motivation is always an interactive broadcast. So I want you to call them out at your home. Step number one was what? Spiritual. Number two was what? Relational, which included your family. What was number three? Professional. And what was number four, which we tackled on yesterday? Financial, where we dealt with the 10-20-70 rule and the $1,000 emergency cash rule. So today we're tackling step five. If any of you have missed any of those teachings, go back to feelthefire.com and go to the last 100 days RACC page. We started with this teaching on Friday, December 9th, where I started telling you how to draft a plan. And then each day this week, we've tackled one of the five components because morning motivation is only held Monday through Friday. So go back and catch up. Now let's talk about drafting the recreational part here and where we're going. Now, you remember my vision statement that I've shared with you. For time's sake, I won't repeat the whole thing, but let's deal with the last part, that I would take at least three major trips next year. That's my recreational part of this teaching. Now, as I determined that, I had to determine, well, where would I like to go? And I have three places. One is Niagara Falls. This is somewhere I've always wanted to go. And then two is a trip out of the country. Haven't decided exactly where that will be yet, but it will be a trip out of the country. And then third, I'm going to leave open because I'm going to have someone else involved in that planning and that trip. But I do know that my goal for recreation is to take at least three trips. So these are the things that I had to consider and that you need to consider as well. First, we wrote our overall goal, remember, and we included those five components. So then I said your goal always has to be measurable. So when you pull out a component to match it with one of those five, you always end it with as evidenced by, to make sure you can measure it. So I will take three major trips next year as evidenced by going on a trip to Niagara Falls, a trip out of the country, and one other trip. That's very measurable to know whether or not I accomplished it. Then I told you, you have to write 3 to 5 little action or bullet steps to make sure that you accomplish that and you never overdo it. For any of you who've been missing this teaching, I did post on the website yesterday what this looks like in writing. So I posted a vision statement for you using my vision statement with the five columns showing you how to write the goal and everything. So go back to the last 100 days RACC page. And if you go on yesterday's teaching or today's teaching and you click for that teaching, you will see the pages within there. So these are things you must consider when you're planning this phase of your vision. Number one, where do you want to go and with whom? If you are married, you must plan at least one trip with just your spouse and yourself. Now, remember what I told you previously, a trip doesn't mean that it has to be to Niagara Falls or somewhere that's costly. Because when you're planning this, you're going to incorporate what we discussed on yesterday, which was financial, into the plans. Because if you have not yet saved your $1,000 emergency fund that I discussed on yesterday, you cannot afford to go on a major trip somewhere that's costly. If you have not develop your plan, as I discussed on yesterday, to being able to get yourself to that 10-20-70 rule, you cannot afford major trips because saving money is key. Go back to that teaching if you missed it. So a trip for you and your husband, a recreation for you and your wife, could be as simple as you're just going to pick a nice hotel within your own city and just get away for a night. And take care of yourselves. Why? Oh, let's be real here now. Be real. The Bible says in Hebrews, the marriage bed is undefiled. So you know I'm authentic. Go somewhere else if you want someone to pretend like your married life doesn't need some kind of intimacy. That's why we have so many divorces in church today. But that's another story. So you plan this with your spouse. If you and your spouse cannot afford to go to like a hotel or somewhere else because you haven't saved your $1,000 emergency cash yet, do it at home. Even if it's just saying to the kids, tonight is just mommy and daddy time. Do that and make it intimate and pleasurable in your bedroom, okay? And then if you have kids, you need to make sure at least one of your major recreational events includes your kids. Because let me tell you, these are the people that are most important in your life. It makes no sense for us as Christians to travel all over the world, preach all over the world, spend time all over the world, yet we don't even know our children. Our children have no respect for us. Our marriages are crumbling. And as you know, I am someone who's divorced. I had so much time for everything else than my own home. And my goal is to make sure that you don't end up that way, because that's not God's intention. God is first. You and your family are second. Going to five events at church every week, that's third. And I know a lot of the ministers and pastors on this call may be upset, but you shouldn't be hosting five events every week and requiring all of your church and your leaders to be there when it's time for recreation with their families if they're in church 5 days a week. Get your sermon out on Sunday in that Bible study. Host a few revivals, retreats, do things for marriages, but quit being a part of destroying people's homes because you make the building more important than the ministry. Woo, I felt that. I'm going to teach that next week. But today, we're dealing with this. Okay, make sure that the recreational time is just that. You must disconnect from social media during this time. No Facebook, Snapchat. I know some of you are about to fall out right now. You tell your friends and your family, do not call me unless it's an emergency. Also, make sure that this includes just some me time. I'll give you a quick example. For my life, you guys know I'm an attorney, and my life is very, very busy. So what would happen is I would work all day, 8, 10, 12 hours a day. Then I would have friends and everyone who would call me late at night, around 8 or 9. And I just begin to have headaches, not because of my friends. They're very great, and I love them. But what I found is that I had no decompression time. In other words, I was staying in work mode all day because when everyone called, it was never just to talk about relaxation. It was to talk about my work day and their work day. So by the time we finished, I was going to bed still focused on work. So I had to start saying to people, look, I don't watch a lot of TV, but there are about two or three shows like Shark Tank, you know, things on History Channel, et cetera, that I really like to watch. And during those times, I'm not going to answer the phones anymore. So if I see your number come across my line, it needs to be an emergency, because after 8 p.m., that's my time for me to talk with my mom, my son, you know, all of the people who are important in my life, where we can just talk about good things, or even I can pray for them if needed. But I don't want to talk about work all night long. You must get some me time mentally where you decompress and you unplug. And if you're married, you need to make sure that time is there every day. Your spouse does not want to hear about work all day, every day after coming home from work, just like you don't want to hear about work all day, every day. So when you come back home to your spouse or your children, whomever's there, or your first conversation with your family, do not start it off about work. Part of playing hard is having the mental fortitude to know it's playtime, it's game time, it's getting my groove on time. It's not work time. I've already worked hard. Let me play hard. Woo! Okay, I better stop because I'm feeling the fire. I love the Lord. Hallelujah. And I love that he showed us the importance of rest. So you're going to go through today. Your task for today is that you're going to draft your recreation, and you're going to do those things I said. You're going to make it measurable. You're going to think about what you want to do and with whom you want to do it. And you're going to make sure it includes a trip or time for your family, which would be just your spouse if you're married, or your fiance, you know, your relationships, for your children, some time just for you, and then time where you guys can do things together. You're going to make sure that it's affordable. Unless you have $1,000 emergency cash already available, you first have to save that. And I explained that to you on yesterday, because a financial advisor taught me that most emergencies that people experience fall within $500 to $1,000. Car breaks down. Someone passes away. They need an emergency plane ticket. And that's how they end up in debt, going to payday loans and all of these places. So you got to get that saved up first, okay? You're also going to make sure that you unplug. So when you plan this time, it's unplugged time. And you let everyone know, don't reach out to you unless it's an emergency. And you're going to make sure that this time is happening continuously. Now, for me, the three major trips, of course, will happen at certain times, but there has to be relaxation, rest, relaxation, and rejuvenation time during every part of your day. I don't care if it's just 15 minutes or 30 minutes, but you guard your home, guard your marriage, guard your children, and guard your mental health. Life is too short, folks. Hallelujah. We got 2 weeks left. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get ready and pray. On Monday, please come with your plans completed. I am going to open the lines. You will not have to say your names, but if you have any questions on it, if maybe you're stuck on how to do a particular part, I will be so happy to walk through it with you. So let's get ready and go into prayer. Hallelujah. My soul loves you, Jesus. Our souls love you, Jesus. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. Father, we are so excited, exuberant, enthusiastic. Father, we just got joy, unspeakable joy about this morning. We are feeling the fire because we know that you have made it okay for us to unplug, to rest, relax, and rejuvenate so that we are able to be vessels of good use for the kingdom of God. We ask forgiveness of every sin. Father, this morning I come in agreement with every person on this call. I don't know what they need, but Father, I thank you that what they pray for secretly in their prayer closets, you answer openly, and you prepare a table in the presence of their enemies, and you let their cups run over. Hallelujah. Lord, this morning I ask you to bless everybody here. You know their needs, you know their desires, you know their wants. We have gone through 5 days of doing what you said in Habakkuk, of writing the vision, making it plain so that we can run with it. Now, Lord, bless the work of our hands. Bless the fruit of our labor. Come in and touch our families even right now. Go before us. Give us safe journeys to work, or if we're going to be at home, just fill the atmosphere with your presence. Place your angels all around us. It is nothing like serving you and knowing, hallelujah, that you are for us and you're more than the whole world against us. Lord, today we come in agreement that everything we're asking for is done because we ask in accordance with your will. In Jesus' name, amen. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Morning Motivation is Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. We start your day off right with Godly Breakfast for Your Soul. It is only 15 minutes, but we tackle the Word and we pray each morning. You can learn more about me. You can follow me on social media. You can catch up on everything on the website at feelthefire.com. That's www.feelfire.com. Until next Monday, folks, go get your blessing.